Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, sir.
See ya.
Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2150, Leo Sweeney. We were talking about that last one, so.
Okay, all right, take a moment.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a lawnmower and small engine repair business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek, Hundred, Sussex County, containing 0.83748 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Cedar Creek Road, Route 30, approximately 7.788 mile north of Jefferson Road. The 911 address is 10449 Cedar Creek Road, Lincoln. The tax parcel is a portion of MAP 230, parcel 21, MAP 21, parcel 12.01. Staff would submit for the record a site plan, a staff analysis, the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation, the comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and I'm going to triple check, and the comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Hello, sir. Leo Sweeney, 10449 Cedar Creek Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
Okay, Mr. Sweeney, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you wanted to add?
Other than I've lived there 33 years, run the business already for the last 10 years, and it's pretty much all I do for a living.
Okay.
Wouldn't know what to do without it.
Well, let's see if, we'll see if anybody has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Stevenson.
Why don't we just go ahead and go through the whole, what you do now? So what hours are you generally open?
8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to 12 on Saturdays. I do lawnmower and small engine repair.
And how about, how, I mean, I've seen the pictures, I've seen your property, I know your property from Milford. So about how many lawnmowers or small engines do you have you're working on at any one time, would you say?
I've had as many as 30 in my driveway at one time.
Are they all ones you're working on, or some of them are ones that you just got there?
Yes, I have a section of, you know, called junk lawnmowers.
Okay.
But they're all not in my driveway, off to the side of the property.
Okay. And do you do your work outside, or do you do it under?
I have a shop.
Okay. All the works in, all the works in a shop?
Yes.
And do you have any employees?
Nope.
Okay. And do you pick up the mowers, or do people bring them to you?
I do pick up and delivery, some deliver them.
So not a lot of people coming to your place, you?
No.
Okay. And would you want a sign?
I have a sign.
You have a sign. So keep your sign.
It's a portable 4x8 sign.
Okay. All right. Those are my questions.
All right, thank you, Mr. Hudson.
Yes, you said you had about 30 lawnmowers outside. How many of those are junk or inoperable or whatever, or should be going to the dump or?
Well, I have a driveway that's right in front of my shop. That's my customer's stuff, and then 30 feet the other way on the side of my property. I have a fence, and there's lawnmowers on the side of that. Probably got 30 over there that are junk. Just holding them for parts or waiting to scrap them out. In my driveway, there might be 15, 20 at one time that are for repair.
How often do you go scrap them out, would you say?
Twice a year, maybe.
Okay, so you have a set thing that you go and?
Yep.
You're just not going to let things pile up?
Exactly.
Forever?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no overgrowth. I take care of my property, everything landscaped.
Familiar with it, thank you.
Chuck?
No questions.
Lincoln? Staff?
None, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Counselor?
None, thanks.
Ms. Stevenson, anything else? Okay, sir. All right, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2150, Leo Sweeney? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2150? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.